You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to my fifth at last ever. Shut up a second.
What?
That's
what?
Right. After doing nearly 500 episodes of this podcast, I've decided.
It's closer to 400.
It's right. Closer to 400. I'm exaggerating. I've decided that it's time I stood down. I've loved doing it, but you can only do one thing 400 times before you need to move on. And so this is the fifth last episode I'll ever do before I leave it in the capable hands of. I wanted to say my two guests, but that's not true.
Kind of is, maybe.
Well, yeah,
now.
Kind of. But the other two people in this room, the Sans Pants twins, Hayden and Cass.
Hello.
Hello. You might recognize us from Shut Up a Second.
Anyway, today's topic is bodies of water.
Oh.
Yeah,
wet.
They are. That is true. What's your favorite body of water?
Clean Lake.
Clean Lake. Or
what's a fjord? I think a fjord.
Is it a fjord like a valley?
I think so. I can picture what a fjord is, but I don't know what makes
it's
it
wet.
What
isn't a fjord? Yes, it is. Like it's like isn't a fjord like when the sea.
No.
Well,
I don't think so.
A fjord's got the sea in it.
I thought a fjord was fresh.
Because
I think in my mind, a fjord is you're in New Zealand
or Norway.
Norway. And there's mountains on either side. And it's kind of like I think you said you were about to say valley.
Yeah.
I think it is a big valley filled with clear, ice cold water.
Let me tell you what
I think
thought
that's
fjord
a fjord.
Was. Okay. Yeah. You know. Like a leaf, okay?
Yeah.
But you know the kind of leaf that goes like this.
Sorry, like a
long... You've done 400 and something episodes of just this podcast. You've been doing podcasts professionally for a decade. You gotta know that people can't hear you when you move your fingers around and go like this.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
That's better, but it's still bad.
You still say woo, woo, woo.
Well, if the people understand, I say woo, 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 they can picture the shape of a leaf that noise would make.
Okay.
No, woo, woo, woo sounds wavy and you're doing jagged things.
Yeah, everyone would have an image in their head of what they think woo, 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 woo looks like.
Do you mean like a fern?
Yeah, I mean like a fern. No.
It kind of looks like, you're talking about a leaf that in a way looks like the silhouette of a Christmas tree.
Yes, absolutely. And then the bits of that that aren't the leaf is the fjord. And the leaf is a piece of land.
What do you mean the bits that aren't the leaf?
No, sorry,
what
I think
bits
he's
of
right.
Leaf aren't the leaf?
They're everything else.
What do you mean?
He means the negative, like the negative space around the leaf.
Yeah, is okay. The sea.
Is the sea and the leaf is the fjord.
The holes in the leaf.
Wait, no, hang on. You've lost me.
The spaces between the quote-unquote branches of the leaf.
What is that? They've got to have a name.
Why?
Arms of
the
leaf?
The petals?
Petals.
There's some, you know the bits, like the fronds,
the bits,
whatever?
Maybe fronds.
Yeah.
I reckon fronds is good.
The bits in between them are the fjords.
Wait, so you think it goes, there's a leaf shape patch of ocean, and then there's
water. Everything else. The leaf is the land.
The leaf is land.
Yeah.
You're thinking about an inlet.
Oh, maybe that is an inlet.
Yeah.
I think a fjord is running. I think it has like an exit and an entrance, but I'm making that up.
Yeah, I think you are. So, according to Google, a fjord is a long, deep, narrow body of water that reaches far inland. Fjords are often set in a U-shaped valley with steep walls of rock on either side.
Oh.
All right, so maybe
I reckon
they do
we're
have
all right.
I reckon in a way
that.
We're all that's cool.
We're water geniuses.
Yeah, okay.
Well done, us. That was great work.
That's great. And what a great body of water as well.
Wait, but does it go whoa, 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 whoa?
Yeah. Is that accurate?
Hang on,
did you describe that as accurate?
It said U-shaped. I don't know if they go whoa, 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 whoa.
Well, because
I would
goes whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah. The fjords don't necessarily. Yeah.
Does the fjord address the water part or the land? I guess the whole thing.
I think it's just a little whoo.
Yeah.
No, Cass!
No!
She did a U-shape.
Yeah. That's the noise of a U-shape.
Yeah, everyone knows. So the fjord is a little bit of water that says peekaboo to land.
Yeah. Wait.
So it's...
Yeah, that makes sense. Actually, what the fuck are you talking about?
What do you mean? How does it say peekaboo to land?
Because it like does a little cheeky, it comes in and then it goes back out, but it goes far in.
Yes. What? When?
I would think a peekaboo would be when it doesn't go far.
I would think a peekaboo would be like a wave over a hill.
Yeah.
Okay.
A wave
okay.
over a hill.
Yeah, like if you're looking over a hill like a and a wave's come and it's like peekaboo and then it's. Well,
then
no.
You get when dunked.
Yeah. Gets actually.
No, oh, over right. like a sandbar? No. An underwater hill or a land? I'm well, no, imagining like a grassy knoll.
Were you about to say a land bar? A hill is a land bar to a sandbar.
I mean, I guess it is.
I just can't stop imagining because I'm like the wave comes over the hill and then it hits you.
Wait, what do you mean? You mean a sandbar, right?
I mean, imagine there's a hill.
He means mountain.
What? He means mountain?
I actually mean like a ridge. And then a wave comes over. This is not a thing I think that happens in nature. Okay?
Oh, okay. Okay.
And then the wave comes over the ridge. And it slams into you, and that's peekaboo. But that's also funny because if that was a peekaboo you played with a child, that would be like you went peekaboo and then a headbutt. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Peekaboo, ah!
Vomit on the baby.
Yeah, that made me think of it.
Pardon?
That made me think of this with the noise. What other can we play a game where we do noises for bodies of water? And we have to guess what the other person is doing based on the noise we make. What other body of water the person is doing.
What?
So we make a noise and you have to guess what body of water we're being.
So we're all going to be a body of water just with noise?
Yeah, we got to make... Yeah, okay.
Do you want to go?
No, you seem to have one. Please.
That's a win.
Shut up. I'm not done.
Okay.
Is that a snowflake hitting a puddle?
Is that...
What do you mean, shah?
Is that like a snowstorm? Is that like...
Is that a body of water?
No. Is it like a fucked up little waterfall or something?
Glacier?
Getting warmer, ironically.
Warmer, ironically, so it's cold. Is that just snow? Basic
no,
snow?
No, it's not basic snow.
Is it a snow globe?
I mean, I really should have paid it. It was like the frigid waters of the Arctic, where there's cold air.
Yeah.
And there's glaciers running about.
I wouldn't count the air as part of the body of water.
No.
Well, I painted a picture for you. I was painting a scene. Yeah. Water doesn't make any noise.
That's fair.
Yeah, what do you mean water doesn't make any noise?
Water makes heaps of noise.
I would like to retract my statement where I said water doesn't make any noise. Can that be stricken from the record,
yeah, that's
please?
Yeah, stricken from the record. All right, let me do one. Okay, this is a complicated one, okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay, hang on. I have to.
Guys, geyser?
No.
Ah.
Super
soaker. Oh, wait.
No.
Is it like a waterfall and it's hitting a bunch of rocks and then it goes into like a little underwater whirlpool?
Oh, you're close.
Is it a dam bursting?
Stream?
It's water hitting rocks at the base of like a cliff.
Did I just fucking... I just said that. I said it's a waterfall hitting rocks at the bottom.
You said it's a waterfall.
Oh, you mean like
it's
the ocean.
It's water.
I mean like the ocean.
No, he means like the ocean. He means like the water's coming in horizontal wise. Yep.
Oh, okay, right.
Okay.
I'm a seagull. Yeah.
Did you say I'm a seagull?
Yeah.
Seagull.
Yeah. Okay, you do one, Cass.
Okay.
Like when...
Go again.
Is it like, you know when like a crab is under the ground?
Yeah.
And there's like a, like you can see not the crab, but you can see the bubbles?
Yeah.
It is not.
Okay, all right. That's
my favorite body of water, a crab.
Hang on, I'll see if I can do a better job.
Oh. Wait, was that lip smack part of it? Or was
no, that was me trying to...
That was just you preparing?
Yep. Oh, that sounds like a dog, you know.
Like a dog?
What dog do you sound like? Let's go back to that.
What do you mean?
That dog
like
is like...
You know when dogs just...
Yeah?
Yeah, you know when dogs just... They are too excited for their dinner and they're like...
Yuck. I don't like it.
I wish dogs didn't do that.
I wish that about dogs too. Okay. Is it like water in a...
Is it deep underwater?
No.
Oh, that's a good choice, though. Is it like a little shitty waterfall? Like a shit one? That's
like a
just,
trickle? What do you call
yeah.
it? Like
yeah,
a trickle.
It's a trickle.
Oh, it's a trickle. Great.
That's good. Hey, what else do you wish dogs didn't do? That's a great question. Yeah, if dogs smelled good, that would the world would be 10 times better. Yeah,
I never minded the smell of wet dog. Everyone always gives
really?
It a whole, I'm like, it's not a great smell. I don't enjoy it, but it doesn't bother me all that much.
That's interesting.
I'm complaining about dry dog.
Yeah, dry dog is
dry
worse
dog,
than
stinky
wet dog.
Yuck. Yeah. Stinky breath.
If they could bathe themselves so that when I pat them, my hands aren't greasy.
How many greasy
oily.
Dogs are you patting?
You can get some greasy dogs.
you can get some greasy dogs.
I would love it if they male dogs didn't get that big disgusting pink dick erection. Even if they had to get an erection, just get a better looking dick.
If a dog's erection,
because it disturbs me, and I will never in my life ever get a male dog.
Yeah,
because I don't want to look at the dog's red pink sticky dick.
You can
dick.
Love your dog to death.
I would
you
love
can
that
be
dog.
Playing with your dog, you're patting it, then it pops a little chub, and you're like. This is so foul.
I remember my high school girlfriend, we were hanging out and we were looking after my auntie's dog. And then we came in and it just got a boner sitting on the bed and it really killed the mood. Awful.
Fair. I can imagine. I wish it, if a dog's erection just looked
like. And I got embarrassed. It was like she was looking at my big sticky red dick.
The dog didn't feel any shame at all. Like dogs have no shame about. Hide it.
Yeah. Get that thing away.
Maybe shame's a bit good.
Yeah. So sometimes
we should give dogs shame. That would really sort it out.
Yeah, it's not so much about what we need to take away from them. It's
what
we
need
to
give them. Adam and Eve, let them know their own sin of nudity. That's important. Give them pants or whatever.
Yeah.
My dad always said that he wishes dogs had hands. He thinks that would solve a lot of problems.
That's going to cause every problem.
No, because then they can open doors.
Well, then they can take care of themselves. They can get
throw their own balls.
They'd become the dominant species, I think. If they had hands. German shepherds? Are you kidding? That'd be
German shepherds strangling you.
Yeah, strangling and then bite your head off.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. And when
dog
you're
with a shovel. Oh, sorry, dogs can already dig. But...
it's like the one tool. It's like
the one
tool that
they already have.
But if they had hands, they would need a shovel.
They
would
because they probably couldn't dig as well if they had full on hands.
They'd be able to dig as well. Would they have two hands on the front?
Well, that's what I was going to ask.
I reckon two hands on the front.
I need two hands on the back. Keep the front boys.
You know what would be the most fucked? Oh, that's fucked up. But how fucked up is this? Two hands on the front and then two human feet on the back feet.
Just, I think.
Were they little or are they?
Well, I don't know which one's worse, to be honest.
Because would they?
The little slap of a human, like.
Clap, as your dog ran into the room. And it's bad because it's slapping on the feet and then he's walking on his hands, too. That's, it's no good. Oof. There's a lot of. No, it's cool, though, to think that we're the only animal with feet like ours. Like, they're unique to us.
You're kind of right. No, monkeys have kind of weird hand feet.
Yeah, they don't
thumbs.
Really have the same feet we have. We get the unique to the human experience outfit.
That's very
we
true.
Can't give hands to dogs.
Why not?
They're wank.
Oh. Because seeing a dog wank at the moment is already disturbing.
It's bad enough, but not all of them have figured out they can do it.
They hump, right?
They hump, or I remember watching once where a dog managed to stand on its hind legs and then put its wiener between its arms and then just like do a weird hop up and down.
He was jerking off human style.
He was just doing
it. Yeah, it was human style.
That's grim. That's a bad thing to see. But now you've also made me go down a little mental path. Think about how we have doggy style and then human style for dogs would be two dogs fucking missionary, which is the craziest thing I can imagine seeing.
I can't comprehend it. I'm trying. It just turns into doggy style every time I do it.
The human brain can't imagine two dogs having missionary sex. You'd have to.
The elbows are all the wrong way. It wouldn't work.
I think they could do it. It would be horrible to imagine.
I've got the hips for it.
If you had to drown in a body of water, which one would you pick?
Like, you were going to say, if you had to drown a dog, how would you do it?
How would you go about it?
Easy. If I had to drown in a body of water?
Yeah, you could pick the body of water, how would you do it? I think I'd go bog, because...
That's the worst one!
That is the worst one. It's bad for you, then no one finds
That's like
you.
That horse that dies in Land Before Time. It's so disturbing.
Horse,
Land Before Time? That's not the movie. That's not the movie. There's no dogs
that's
in that.
That's a Bobby Dinosaur movie, yeah. No, the
Never-ending
story.
Yeah, well, it was time-based.
I wanted to say The Nightmare Before Christmas for some reason, so...
It's kind of also a time-based title.
Yeah. No, but a bog I pick because if I'm drowning anyway, right, and I am... Okay.
All right, yeah. We've established.
Then why not drown in mud? Because
No,
because that's more unique. It's a very few people have experienced that. I get to give it a go, see if it's good. You know,
but it's not like you can report on it. Like that knowledge doesn't value. It has no value. It doesn't add anything to anything.
Yeah, that's.
You can't pass that knowledge down. You may as well experience drowning normal style because, like, not many people.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Something about,
sucking on mud, getting mud in your lungs with sticks and bits of grass.
Yeah, like breathing, because it would go through your nose as well.
Yeah.
So you'd inhale it, and then it would get stuck in your nostrils.
Mud in your sinus is bad. I don't know.
You wouldn't get much. You wouldn't get mud in your lungs. You just get no air. Right?
No,
I think you'd just suffocate.
But I might become a bog mummy, which would be cool. You know that when somebody gets bogged and they just become a bog mummy?
Isn't that a tar pit? I think that's different. I think you'd rot pretty quick in a bog because there's so much bacteria and stuff.
What are bog mummies then?
I don't think they exist.
Did you invent them?
Because I've never heard of bog mummies.
Mummies.
Is it a like
bog thing? Mummies are fucking real.
Is it from folklore?
No, it's from real life. It's from bogs.
It's not from real life.
You might be thinking of a tar pit.
Bog mummies are. This is crazy. I'm about to be so fucking vindicated. It's insane.
Yeah?
Yeah. Bog mummy. Europe's famed bog bodies are starting to reveal their secrets. www.smithsonian.com.
Oh.
All right.
A bog body is a human cadaver that's been naturally mummified in a peat bog.
Oh.
That's right.
You gotta go in peat.
Yeah, you gotta go in peat. I gotta pick the right swamp to die in, yeah. But if I can wrangle
well,
that.
Well, you can. That's the whole thing. You can choose what to drown in. Pick. There's so, peat bog.
Let me explain a thing I half know about bog bodies.
Right.
Okay. So I think some of the bog bodies, somehow from the bog bodies, we know that in the ancient Pictish society that all the bog bodies came from, it was the thing to do to suck the nipples of the king. So that was how you respected the king.
How do we know that?
That's the bit I don't know.
They had little nipple marks around their
I don't
lips.
Know if it was like they found the bog bodies suckling Midway. Nipples already, or if they found like tattoos of them suckling nipples, but like the king was so powerful that you went into his tent or whatever and he nursed you, and that was a great favor.
Right. It's almost certainly going to be like one person wrote about this fantasy they had. It's like, oh man, I want to suck those king's nips. And they wrote about it or, you know, did whatever. They put it on a pot or whatever, and just that's the thing that survived. Yeah. I think that might be it.
I hope How we unfortunate. Get wrong things in the future.
Oh, yeah, imagine if after this like round of humanity's dead and it'll happen.
And it's coming.
And a whole disconnected other thing comes up. And the first thing they find is like Sonic fan fiction. Like,
oh, that would rule.
These guys love sucking up hedgehogs, huh?
I wonder if looking at, because if they discover sort of the plethora of human existence and then they're like, okay, we understand media as a concept, right? So they're like, hey, we've got all this fan fiction and then we've got the media release. So they're like, well, the media release we know is a fantasy, but the fan fictions are written by real people.
Yeah.
And they're like, the fan fictions are the accounts of the things that really happened. And the movies.
It's a real like vanilla version. Really censored.
Yeah. They're like, wow, really prudish religious society. They wanted to get rid of all the Sonic fucking.
I love the idea of them trying to find Sonic skeletons. That's they're like, these guys were real. People were writing about them.
Yeah,
where the hell did they bury all the Sonics? Yeah.
Tell you what I think I've been thinking about recently.
Yeah.
And that it's nothing, something I know nothing about, but maybe you'll know something about this.
Maybe.
Is that when they first discovered dinosaurs, everyone would have thought it was fake for ages.
Yeah.
Because it was the old times.
No, it was the 80s. No.
It was the 80s? Jurassic Park was released in the 80s. They were really quick.
They
it was
were
a
on
quick
the ball.
Turnaround.
Yeah. I'm thinking of, isn't it like the theory of mass extinction via an asteroid was in the 80s?
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
So that didn't
happen. Oh, that's fairly recent.
Yeah. Really recent.
But the dinosaur, I do remember reading about when they found the dinosaurs or whatever. And I know the two guys that were like the main dinosaur guys had heaps of fights.
Oh,
they
I do remember
always
that.
Wrestling because they were having, they were like a dino war. But there was also a woman who lived by the seaside, and she sells by the seashore.
Yeah. Oh.
All right, I've heard of her.
That tongue twister is apparently about her.
And is it actually?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh.
And she was the first person to find like a fossil and be like, I found some fucked up shit. And she maybe sold the bones. I don't know. But it was like a big plesiosaur that she found in the rocks. I don't know her name, but yeah.
Was the theory of dinosaurs around, or did they just like find the dinosaur bones and be like, whoa, what the fuck?
I don't really know. And I know I've read about it, but it clearly left my brain.
Like, how quickly did they go from that we're the only ones to there was fucking dinosaurs?
What the fuck is this?
That's crazy.
That would be insane.
What? Because if you imagine there's a whole extra race of like, not race is the wrong word, a whole extra
species.
Yeah. Well, not even species, like a whole different entire thing.
Yeah, I don't know. What would you
imagine
think?
Imagine if we went one level deeper and we found like squid men or something.
Yeah.
You know?
What would you think? Like, would you?
You'd have an existential crisis. Yeah. No, also, God's not real.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I think that. So there was, let me tell you some more misremembered things.
Great.
Yes.
There was some cunt trying to figure out how old the Earth was, okay? Yeah. Uh-huh. And all of his figures kept showing that the Earth was way older than everyone said, because everyone was like, yo, God made the Earth in like a fucking hot minute, so. Yeah.
Like 1,000 years ago.
It was like so recently, but this guy kept looking at the figures and he kept looking at the planets.
What figures?
He's counting the rings.
I don't know.
Well, I would not even know where to start to try and date the Earth.
A scientist's math.
Wait, is this like an olden days man?
Scientist's math.
What year is this? I guess it's olden day time.
Olden day time, 1700s.
Is it sepia or is it full black and white?
It's fucking woodcuts.
Okay.
Whoa.
It's not even real life. But then the dinosaurs came out and everyone was like, "Well, these dinosaurs are old." I think the dinosaurs did match up with his idea of how old the Earth was.
Wow.
And then everybody was like, "Well, but God made it in like a week, so what are you going to do about that?" And then, you know.
And they probably shot him in the head.
They took care of him. I can't fathom how he figured. Like, right now.
Like, where do you start?
What do you, if you get like,
you walk around,
let's figure out how old Earth is now. What would be your first thought?
Something in the dirt, maybe?
Yeah, I'd rather in the dirt.
But then what do I do with the dirt? How do I tell if the dirt's old?
Do you know what? Maybe what you could do, because dirt's made from rocks.
Yes.
Like old rocks.
So you'd watch a rock for like 6 hours and you'd see how much dirt came from that rock. And then you just, one grain of dirt in that 6 hours and you do the math.
Yeah, you can walk
backwards. And you count all the dirt in the world.
Yeah, you can do a quick count of every grain of dirt.
I don't even know if dirt is rock. Is dirt rock?
Yeah. Well, dirt's everything. Dirt's just everything.
Yeah, it's all of it.
Everything breaks down into little tiny parts and that just becomes dirt.
But also rocks, good point. Yeah,
so you just have to look at how much dirt there is and how long it takes for dirt to be made, and then just times that by the amount of dirt there is, and then however much dirt there is, you just count backwards, because you had to have rocks to make dirt. But then it would be older because something had to make the rocks.
How do you, so let's walk through that. So you have a rock.
You lost me so early on.
Me too.
Okay, so I have a rock, right?
You have a rock. Let's say that the rock, I mean, you're not going to live, you will be dead before the rock becomes dirt. But let's say that the rock becomes
what
dirt.
What you're going to find is a rock that's on the verge of becoming dirt, that's really on the precipice of just exploding into little bits.
I reckon. So I'm doing this as me now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is like today. You have to go outside here at the studio and figure it out.
Can I Google how long it takes for a rock to become dirt?
No, you have to.
You, for some reason, are in the modern day.
But also you're
the technology
in the
of the past.
Yeah.
So I keep rock in jar.
Uh-huh.
But wouldn't that affect how it becomes dirt?
Yes, it would. Okay. I keep rock in dirt and jar.
Uh-huh.
I measure rock.
Uh-huh.
Month later, measure rock again.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And however much rock is gone. It's probably not going to be a big amount, but I can extrapolate.
But it would still be in the jar.
But let's say.
And it would be mixed
in. Let's say in a month, 2% of the rocks.
2%?
Okay. 0.5% of the rocks.
0.5% is really big. So. I'm
trying to give us nice, easy round numbers
for
the next.
For the sake of numbers, 1% of rock is now dirt.
Yeah.
For the sake of numbers.
And it's been there for a week.
For a month.
For a month in a jar. Okay, we know that. 1% of a rock becomes 1% of dirt in a month.
Yep, so I go around and I check how much dirt there is.
Uh-huh. There's 1% of dirt.
What do you mean by go around?
To the earth.
Oh, okay. You do a quick lap and count all the dirt.
I count the dirt.
By weight or
volume, obviously.
Okay.
But how deep does dirt
How
go?
Much dirt?
Yeah,
much
gonna, dirt it's gonna be there? A thorough check.
Okay. Uh-huh. Let's for numbers.
Can I scan? Can I use technology to scan?
Let's for numbers' sake say
no,
that
you
can
find.
Scan.
Why can't I scan?
Because you're the guy
you're
from
the
old
guy.
Times.
Okay, so, but if I'm the guy from the old times, I know scientists' maths.
Yeah.
Which means,
oh yeah, if I was that guy, I'd just do some maths to figure it out.
Jackson has already established he knows scientists'
maths. He knows science math. Okay, but let's assume for the sake of numbers to get this, we need to get this calculation for sake of numbers. How much of Earth is dirt?
I don't know.
I'm going to say 40%.
All right. 40%?
Okay, 20%.
Of the whole Earth?
Yeah, 20%.
It's all magma.
I think a lot of it's water, too.
Okay, let's say 2%. No, 2%.
Are you talking about the surface of the Earth or the whole Earth?
Surface of
surface.
Earth.
Okay, the
surface
again.
I don't think there's
again.
Dirt underneath the
there's
surface.
Not, well, no, that's what I'm saying. It's all... Well, no. So the surface is dirt. And then it gets to the crust.
Yeah.
The mantle is in there somewhere. I think it comes after the crust, or maybe it's before.
Yeah.
I don't know. Then it's all molten metal and shit.
Yeah.
But that's what you're trying to figure out how old it is.
Yeah, so, okay, I work out that 1% of the surface is dirt.
Yeah.
It'd be more. It's like land is like 40%.
Let's say 10% of the earth is dirt, for the sake of numbers.
For the sake of numbers, 10%
of the earth is dirt.
Yeah. And it takes... And you lose 1% of rock to dirt every month.
Okay, now do the equation?
How old's Earth?
What's the equation?
How old's
with those
Earth?
With those numbers?
With those numbers, takes, we have the figures. Takes, how old's Earth?
You also didn't say how like big the rock is. So 1%. You have one rock, 1% of it becomes dirt in a month,
and there's 10% of the Earth is dirt. So.
So, 10
so it takes 10
one.
Months. The Earth is 10 months old. There it is. Easy.
Yeah, I think you nailed it.
Anyway, and then you just have to... So that's the first part of the sum.
Oh, no. This case, we got
to
stop.
Well, the second part is like just bringing up some magma, figuring out how long it takes to come to
We can't get to magma now.
Finding out how long magma takes to become
dirt.
We
are trying. I think Russia was trying to get to magma.
You can get magma, can't you?
We can't break the crust.
Yes.
Magma bubbles up all the time. You're right.
Magma comes out of volcanoes. Okay. You just collect some of it.
Actually, lava comes out of volcanoes. As soon as it's on the surface, it's actually lava, not magma.
Well, how would you guys calculate the Earth age?
I would go to bed and I wouldn't do it. I would live in my little mud hut and I would look at the sun and freak out about it sometimes. And you know,
not
I don't
all
know.
The time. Just sometimes you look at the sun and be like, it's fine.
Well, why is it hot today?
Just like people like thousands of years ago would just die of fright when there was a lunar eclipse or a solar eclipse, which makes sense.
That would be scary.
Because if you didn't, because at that point, you know, they think the Earth's flat and whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And just like, oh, fuck, it's the end of days. This is it. It's the end of days.
Back it up.
I think if I had to calculate the age of the Earth, I'd do something with the moon, I'm thinking.
No.
I calculate how long it takes for light to get from the moon to Earth.
How would you calculate
that?
What
has that to do with anything?
I don't know. It just seems like a solid starting point.
No. But what's... Okay, so how would you go about...
I like that I'm like, to discover the age of Earth, step one,
go
speed
to the moon.
Of light. Figure out the speed of light.
And also how to measure it, and also, you know, you got to shine a laser or something at
the
moon.
Well, then maybe you do it like... Like with a, what do you call, like a sundial.
Yeah.
And calculate.
How fast the shadow moves. That's the speed of light. Yeah. Ooh, it's a slow shadow today.
And then somehow work backwards from that.
To find what?
Well, to be fair, this guy probably did the maths all over his whole life, okay?
Yeah.
Let's not compare ourselves to
him. We're trying to do it in a fucking 5 minutes.
He probably took ages to do it.
He probably had sums and algorithms.
Yeah, and digging and
a
bucket of magma,
which would
actually be lava.
We got nothing, and he did it somehow.
Yeah, he figured it out.
So we were led to believe.
Yeah, he might have got it wrong. He might have just been the most right.
Yeah, and like, can you fact check him? I can't.
Yeah,
I'm trying.
What do you think in modern science would be like the most groundbreaking discovery. Because like back in the day, there was a million groundbreaking discoveries. You're like, oh, a whole perception of Earth and time and space was wrong.
Yeah, we're pretty much done, huh?
Yeah, we got it all mostly mapped out. That's what I'm asking.
What don't we know?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I guess we don't know some things we don't know.
Yeah, what?
Aliens would be a big one.
Yeah, aliens
well, we
would be
know pretty big. Aliens.
Well, no, we don't.
We know theoretically.
We're pretty sure there might be, but we don't know.
Yeah. Aliens would be cool. But you're right. Most of, like, if they were like, hey, Jackson, dark matter is this particle, I'd be like, I don't care.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, yawn.
Yeah.
Dark matter, schmark matter. Cool. Doesn't freak me out at all.
If they found out something new and cool about the moon, that would be sick.
Well, it's hollow. Yeah. They found out that thing with gravity. This might be very old. But instead of having this perception of planets like floating in space and rotating, it's like the sun has a gravitational pull, so it's like they're all sitting in one of those coin. You know those things where you put the coin in the slot and it spins around really fast?
Yeah.
And right at the bottom of the coin spin, it looks like it's just going around in a circle, but it's actually like going down really slowly.
Yeah.
That's that. That's what's happening in the universe. So the sun is a weight, and then everything's rolling around on this gravitational
That's
net.
Pretty cool.
I don't think that's new. That's
Yeah, it's not
that
new.
That does feel like, is that Einstein's theory of...
No. Well, I don't think so. That's like time and gravity and space and stuff.
Relativity. And,
yes.
It's like, remember Interstellar where they went to the planet that was 1 hour was 7 years?
That's right.
That's Einstein, baby.
And the greatest force of all was love and bookshelves.
Yes, that's also Einstein. That's actually true.
That is actually true. That's been proven.
I think if they, because I read a thing the other day.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they might have found, I think they have found water on Mars, or they nearly found water. They'll find it, right?
It's up there.
They found evidence that there used to be water on Mars.
Yeah, but I think maybe there's like frozen water somewhere, like under a whole bunch of ice.
Yeah,
maybe
on the poles.
And they're like, well, there might be some bugs there. And I'm like, that's aliens, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But that's a life on another planet. But I was like, oh, who cares?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Like, of course there is. There's like a big old desert. There's some water. There's going to be some little big bits.
I know. I feel like a lot of astronomy. Astronomy? Which one's the...
Astrology. It's the, I'm a Capricorn.
I feel like astronomy is one of those, like, it's like, it's cool.
Yeah.
But it's also sort of worthless.
Right? Well, yeah. In a way, all knowledge is worthless. Everyone should become full-time podcasters and just speculate.
Well, like, you know, if somebody's like, hey, Jackson, this planet, you know, 8 million light years away, this happens on it, I'm like, well, I don't care.
It's so depressing. It's like everything's so depressingly far away. It's like, oh, we found a planet.
Yeah.
It's 8,000 light years away. It's like, great. Even if we had this, like, we could go the fastest speed possible. Not even that we could do.
I'm never going.
And also, even if we did, it would take 8,000 years to get there.
Yeah. Everyone I know and love would be dead 8,000 times over.
Yeah, there's no point going.
Yeah, there's nothing good.
Mm.
What about this? This, I think, would be a scientific breakthrough if they were like, you can go in dreams now.
You can already go
in dreams.
You can already go in
other people's dreams.
Oh, like Inception.
Yeah, like if they were like, Jackson... I don't know why they're addressing me.
They were like, we heard your podcast. You asked. Anyway, yeah. Jackson.
We got
Jackson, you're a dreamer. We need you.
You can go in dreams now.
You're a dream astronaut. We're putting you in. That would be cool. That would
what
be
do they call it when you're a something a naught? Psychonaut? Or is that when you do a lot of mushrooms?
Is
it something naught?
Yeah.
Are you talking about astral projecting?
No. You know all those weird lucid dream people on Reddit? Mm. They call themselves something naughts.
Oh, yeah, because they go to other people's dreams and they meet people.
Maybe they think they do that. But
I believe they think they do that.
Yeah. Well, they have a stupid name.
Yeah.
Dreamer naught, psychonaut, or something.
Dreamer or something.
Yeah.
But
astronaut. That's
Because they're going to full on space. Yeah.
Oh, that's what they're
But that would be if they were like, Jackson, you can go in dreams now. That'd be huge.
I feel like that's not a discovery. A discovery is learning about something that exists already.
Yeah,
that's an invention.
That's an invention.
Well, they have to do the discoveries to make the technology, though.
But no.
What do you mean?
What discovery are they making that leads to
that you can
like,
go in dreams?
I don't know. They find a bit of the brain. They would.
Oh, we can go in there.
Oh, we're allowed.
Oh,
in.
There's a door.
Well, they're like, actually, it turns out when somebody's brain waves are coming out, we can detect
them now.
You can. They can. Okay.
And now you can go in the machine and go in dreams.
So it was relying on a machine. So this is an invention. It's not discovery.
It's basically just the metaverse.
Is it?
Well, yeah, you're going into a space that isn't on Earth. It's a space that only really exists in as you know, waveforms, or not waveforms because it's not your brain, but it's, you know, ones and zeros.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same thing.
It is just the metaverse.
So yeah. You're conscious.
Yeah.
You're conscious in the metaverse and in dreams. Well, I guess you're not really conscious in dreams.
I love the idea of going to the metaverse and just falling unconscious. What was the point?
Wait, if you go into other people's dreams, are you fully lucid and awake, or do you go into weird dream mode where you can barely remember it and then, like, your mum's Marge Simpson, but you know she's your mum?
Yeah. Like, you wake up and you're like, well, that was just a dream.
Yeah. Like, I went to Jackson's dream the other night. How was it? Yeah, he was at his house, but it wasn't his house.
Yeah.
She's right. It wasn't my house, but it obviously was my house.
And I felt.
But then also, like, do you see, like, because how big is a dream? Like, you might not even meet up. Like,
how big is a dream?
Yeah, because, like, you might go to a completely different section of the dream.
Surely the dream only exists around me. But now.
But now that you're in there.
Now here's the crazy sort of question. What's not in my dream?
Well,
but
infinity.
Like, as in, if I'm in my dream,
what's beyond the borders of a dream?
Yeah. Is this the fjord thing again? What's beyond the branches of a leaf?
I don't know, and I don't think anyone can ever know. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Hayden Bleachpool.
And I've been Cass.
Goodbye. We'll see you in your dreams.